Thursday morning. So glad to join you for another day of our Shift Today radio experience, where you and I get a chance to feed our faith and starve our doubts and be inspired by the Word of God to take action. Today we're going to be talking about making those faith deposits and why it's so necessary for you to make faith deposits. What's the purpose of making faith deposit? And I am so excited, as I've also been writing early this morning about our 21-day challenge. And I would encourage you, if you don't have a social media page, especially Facebook or Instagram, I would encourage you just to sign up for it. Even if you just do it just to get on our challenge, you don't have to start making yourself available or adding friends to your friend list or whatever it is, because that's where you're going to see me once a week live, and then we're going to have prayer once a week live for weekly accountability on the 21-day faith challenge, because we're going to end 2018 strong. We're going to launch into our 2019 with purpose and not problems. Hear what I'm telling you this morning, because wherever there was a problem, God already had the promise. And so we're going to get those promises, and that means you're going to do the work. I'm not going to do that work. I don't do the work for you when you go in the gym. You do the work. How did the woman with the issue of blood get healed? She did the work. She kept believing. She kept speaking. She kept declaring what the promises of God for what she believed that she heard, and she received it by faith. She pulled on that power of God. It wasn't Jesus' decision to heal the woman with the issue of blood. It was the woman's decision to be healed by her a decision. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Jesus had already decided to heal that woman over 2,000 years ago through his body, through his blood. So he had already decided it. God had already decided it. But she had to decide, was she going to still be excommunicated among the community? Was she going to still listen to the doctor's report? And all of her problems were genuine. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. But even though she had a genuine problem, there was a promise for that problem. So I am so excited once again to get launched with you all, as we've been mentioning and preparing for our 21-day faith challenge starting decent, which means like the world, they change your spiritual palate on your tongue so that you don't eat the sugar and eat the carbs, because you are trying to get a resolve. You're trying to end with a result. And we're going to end this year with the results of faith to see what only God can do without any painful toil, without any works of the flesh, where the flesh can take credit for what it's done or make its boast. We're going to get the results by faith, because the Word of God tells us that anything that we obtain without faith, God says that it is sin, which means you have separated yourself from the promise to do things on your own. When you have a problem with something in the natural and you something that you purchased from the manufacturer, when it doesn't work, what do? You call the manufacturer. They say, we're going to do either two things. And this is the same thing that God is saying even naturally. God is saying either we're going to repair it or either we're going to replace it. Because you know there are things that are already in heaven that are waiting for you that can be replaced and downloaded by faith to be replaced. Hear what I'm telling you today. And it's the same thing to repair. God can repair something that's been broken, because he's the manufacturer of your body. You didn't create your body, so why are you trying to sustain your body? Or why are you trying to get the answers from within yourself from something that you didn't create? So you might as well go back to the manufacturer, God, where he delegates the measure of faith after the lordship of the confession of your lordship of Jesus Christ, because everyone in the world has an overlord. You can't just exist in the earth without a Lord. Only God is Lord, the self-existing one. Either Satan is your Lord or God is your Lord. And if Jesus is your Lord, then therefore we follow the instructions like a coach. That's the same thing you do in the natural. You pay for your gym membership, you pay for that trainer, and because you want to lose 15 pounds or 20 pounds or lose the weight or lose whatever it is, you do whatever that coach tells you to do. Why? Because you have something invested in it. You have invested your time. You have invested your money. You show up right at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock or when that coach tells you to be there, because now you're on their time. Even though you've paid for it, you just can't go beyond the boundaries and say, well, this is the time that I want to show up. Well, the coach says, well, I'm not here at that time. And if you want me to be your coach, then this is the time that you show up. So it's the same thing with faith. The Holy Spirit is there to be your coach. He shows us the boundary lines of how far we can go. He says, meet me here every single day in the morning. He says, cast your cares upon me. Why? Because I care for you. And if you show up, you're going to get the results. If you show up, you're going to see the signs and wonders and miracles that you've been wanting. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about this 21-day faith challenge, because you're going to be able to see what God's going to show you in a simple way, and I'm going to align it just like they do in the natural. Well, I'm going to be your coach, me and the Holy Ghost. Next level, Nina, I'm going to take you to that next level that you've been wanting, but not only that you gain it, but also maintain it, because Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 that it takes a steady stream of the word of God to stay alive. But not only does it take a stream of the word of God to stay alive by your profession or your proclamation or your confession or your declaration of faith or your announcement for what you believe, it also takes a steady stream of belief. Because we read last night in our Bible study, according to Romans 10:10, I don't have that yet, but let me pull that up, and then right after that, we're going right in to pray, because I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit and I are on 20. I'm sure you can tell already at 6:07 California's time. Woo! I'm so excited about the things of God. Romans 10:10, because I know Jesus told me, he says, we got to get you up to par. The world is up to par, but the believer is falling behind. And we're called to be in the forerunners of the world, not be running behind the world. The world should be running behind us with ideas, running behind us because we are manifesting the solution. Hear what I'm telling you today, because we have the solution. It's already written. The promise was written before your problem existed. We talked to honed a lot about that last night in Bible study at the Wednesday shift of worship experience. Romans 10:10 says, from the Passion Translation, it says, the heart that believes in him, receives the gift of righteousness, which means you receive everything that you get from God as a gift. You don't kingdom. When you are born again in the kingdom of God, you are there to receive, and that is the work of a believer, to learn how to receive. And you know that you have a hard time receiving because you can't even receive things even in the natural. So I know if you can't receive natural gifts and things from people without you making an excuse, oh, no. And what it is really is a false pride, because you think that if somebody gives you something for free that they want something from you. You better learn how to receive now naturally. Why? Because if you can't receive what God is trying to give you naturally through others, you won't be able to receive what God is trying to give you and through other means. Hear what I'm telling you this morning as we're preparing for this 21-day faith challenge. He says from Romans 10:10, he says, the heart that believes in him receives the gift of the righteousness of God, and then the mouth gives thanks to God. So in other words, you cannot confess without first believing, and that's where we've missed it. We haven't minded the gap. We've done it incorrectly. We've been confessing, decreeing, reading, decreeing. But there has not been the complete transference of the belief. And that's what we're going to build up so strong during this 21-day faith trial. We're going to get rid of ungodly belief. We're going to lose doubt. We're going to lose everything that is contradicting for us to believe. Because Jesus said all throughout Scripture, do you believe that I can do this? He didn't say, do you believe that you can do it? Because faith only requires a problem. You don't need faith if there is not a problem. You do not need faith if there is something that is possible. You need faith for what is impossible. You need the power of God, the word of God, for what you cannot do. If you can do it, you do not need God. Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is why our nation is failing, because they have somehow assumed we got to include ourselves, that we don't need God. This is why we have so much junk happening in our schools. Why? Because the schools have said we don't need God. So everywhere, every place, from your health to your wealth to your marriage to your body to your temperament to behaviors to everything, to your opportunities, every place where you have announced subconsciously or where you have announced consciously that I do not need God, then God says, well, okay, since you don't need me, then you go ahead and have your way, Burger King baby, and then you see the results of your negligence of not having me as an active force and an active agent in your life. Bottom line, simple as that. It doesn't get any higher than that. It doesn't get any lower than that. God is no respecter of persons. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we so glad, thank you for the interest of your word. You said according to Psalms 119:11 in your word that your word we can take hold to. We can take your words to heart so that we don't sin against you. Sinning against you is not your will for us. You've given us the remedy for sin. The remedy for sin is Jesus, the seed, the manifested word of God, the living word that we present ourselves to when we open up the book. That's the key. Amen. And so, Father, I thank you that as you have already begun to think through my mouth, Holy Spirit, and speak through my lips of clay, may none of these words fall upon dead hearts and dead ears this morning. I pray that you open up our natural and our spiritual eyes so that we can see. I pray that you open up our natural ears and our natural and our spiritual ears so that we can hear. I pray that you now uproot every ungodly thought, every ungodly person, every ungodly thing that we are holding on to that you have not planted inside of our spirit, that you have not planted inside of our souls, that you have not planted inside of our body, whether if we planted it out of the wrong emotions and ate the wrong thing and put on the extra weight and the not just the weight of the pounds but the weight of the sin as we compiled it consciously or unconsciously. Oh, yes, I'm including myself as well, because sometimes many of us are not carrying maybe the natural weight, but you're carrying other kind of weight that God is saying it's time to get rid of it, and we're going to do it starting today with the knowledge, because I'm telling you, knowledge is king. This wisdom is king. Understanding to the application of what he's showing us is king. And so, Father, may your word take precedence this morning as we carefully read and study the map of the road of the word. And may we stay single-minded in purpose and in pursuit. And may we hold on to whatever passion that we have left, even the desire, Father. Let us not lose the desire in the pursuit of pursuing you, Father God. May you be our ultimate pursuit. And Holy Spirit, forgive us for pursuing other things that we thought and assumed would give us greater glory or greater bodies or greater whatever it is that we've been looking for, the pursuit. Father, as we're going through this 21-day challenge, and I know after that it's going to be one challenge after the next, because I see it already being birthed in the spirit as I've been on taking notes this morning and just writing just as a stream that's been coming out of me as a well. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us. The comforter is here. The helper is here. The advocate is here. The strengthener is here. We're not waiting for the Holy Spirit. He is here. He is live on this broadcast. He's speaking through me, and he is in you right now to help with the problem. Oh, I'm telling you, woo, woo, woo. When God gets through with us with this, just these first 21-day challenges, I am so excited about the 18th 21-day challenge, because it's going to be so good. It's going to be so God, because he needs to get us up to par to prepare for his second coming. And when he comes, he says he's looking for faith. Are you going to be waiting in your jurisdiction with a great expectation, even if you hadn't received the manifestation? But just like Abraham and all the others, they said they received the promise even though they had not yet obtained it. Are you still going to be believing and receiving it by faith, or are you just going to lay to the wayside and just feel better in your comfort zone and be complacent? Whichever you choose, God is going to let you wield it. The woman with the issue of blood, she healed herself. Jesus didn't heal her. Jesus could have went on in through her town, telling you today, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being on this broadcast with us this morning. She healed herself. You can heal yourself. Physician, heal thyself. Because I'm talking today, by making faith deposits, keeping faith deposits upon your tongue. You don't wait for the disease or the situation to happen. No one prays every single day, an unbeliever or a believer, and say, oh, please, Jesus, please give me a problem. No one prays that prayer unless they're an idiot. No one prays for a problem. Our objective is to pray the promise. It's to pray what the word of God has said. Either you are going to believe in this age, this era, this culture, or you're not going to believe, bottom line. You will believe one day, but why wait till your pain is exasperated, till your the thing that you've been suffering for comes to its maximum for you to finally say, Lord, I believe. He's like, and you've wasted so much time when all you had to do was take me at my word to believe that I can do this. What are you going to take? What does it take for you? How long will you tarry to take God at his word and to make those faith deposits? You're waiting for the crises. You're waiting for the engine number 9, or you're waiting for somebody else to put out your fire. And I'm going to tell you something, and that's what I'm going into, especially on December 1st. I'm going to have my first Facebook Live Facebook Live on the thing, and you'll probably glimpses of it. I don't know how long it does for Instagram. I know for that it's very brief. But if you don't have Facebook, I would encourage you to get Facebook. And don't get Facebook so you can add your friends and all of that. Maybe that's not the cause for you. Get it so you can just like the Shift Today Ministries page, get into the group, for the 21-day challenge, because a lot of stuff I'm not going to be sharing on this broadcast. And then starting from December 1st, your faith decree, your Today I Decree is going to be on faith. Your faith devotional that's less than a 5-minute read is all going to be on faith. I and the Holy Spirit, Next Level Nina, Coach Nina, whatever you want to call me, with the Holy Ghost, the main coach, the head coach. See, he's the head coach. I'm the assistant coach. So me and the assistant coach, we're going to help you get to the next level in your faith that you're going to take hold. And if you don't gain nothing else where you can see it materially, you're going to lose doubt and unbelief like never before to finally say, Lord, I get it, and I finally believe you, because we're going to lose it. Just like you run in there and you pay all that money for a trainer, and then you're still gambling and dealing back and forth like a yo-yo with your weight. Why? Because you're doing it without the foundation of the word. It still even takes faith. Get my mother's book. Put God's word on the weight. Put God's word on the problem. Put God's word on the marriage. That's why mine is working finally. Could have been working 20 freaking years ago. But guess what? I was putting Nina on the marriage. I was putting my problems on the marriage. I was putting all of my other stuff on the marriage. Come on, Mrs., Misters, Grooms. When we get back to the foundation that it's only Jesus and nothing else, only the Holy Ghost and nothing else, only the Word and nothing else, only faith and nothing else, God don't need you to add nothing to it and take nothing from it. He does not need your reason at all. He even tells us in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on all of your stuff in your head and stuff that you learned and stuff that they counseled you through education. But hear what I'm telling you through your vocation, that you can get the word of God and just believe it. That's why I'm telling you, all you have to do in this kingdom is learn how to take it. The problem that I found is not only is it believing, but it's also receiving. It's not that sometimes we got it. Okay, finally, God, I believe it. Now we got to get the faith to learn how to receive it and then learn how to maintain what we received it. Hear what I'm telling you today. And we're going to do it together. I'm telling you, I know that even out of this, I'm going to learn so much from the head coach, the Holy Ghost, through revelation knowledge. I'm willing to do the work to get it from the revelation knowledge from the Holy Ghost, to download it and give it to you. Now, your job is to be responsible enough, like you pay for your money for the trainer, to show up and take the word of God. Take the instructions. Take the deposit. You do it naturally and you're paying for it. And here God is saying, I'm giving it to you for free without any painful toil. You can be at rest at it. You can have joy after it. You don't have to go soak your muscles after it, your faith muscles. You don't have to soak it. because the Holy Spirit is going to take you deeper and deeper and deeper, as he says in Psalms 42, deep calls unto deep from the noise of the waterfalls. So it's time for you to come out from the shadows. Stop hiding behind this thing. This is what works. It worked for over 2,000 years ago. It's worked even before Jesus' time. The prophets got it. The major prophets got it. It worked for Deborah. It worked for Gideon. It worked for David. It worked for Ruth. It worked for Esther. It worked for Miriam. It worked for the woman with the issue of blood. So what makes you think that it won't work for you? It won't work for you because you don't show up to get the knowledge for it to work for you. And then if you do get the knowledge, you're not being a good manager. As I discussed with them last night, I'm not talking anymore about donating and all that. I'm going to teach you more about management. The head coach is teaching us in this season about management. We've been praying the wrong prayers. We've been praying, Lord, give me a bigger house, and we can't clean the one that we got. We've been praying for more stuff, but God is saying, I can only give you what you can manage. Hello. So now the prayer has shifted. Lord, oh my God. Now my prayers, don't give me, Lord, all that stuff I've been asking for. Only give me what I can be responsible for. I'm responsible for the things of God in this kingdom, in this ministry of shift today. I'm responsible for those legacy partners. I'm responsible for those that come under this covering to pray and under the tutelage to give you what you need. So that's why I know it's getting ready to erupt and expand. Because now when your management increases and God sees how you manage people, manage his resources, manage your money, manage your marriage, because he's probably thinking, oh, I got to check. Yeah, but are you managing your marriage? Are you managing how you talk to them? Are you managing your mouth? Are you seeing management goes all the way across? God says what? Pour out your complaint to him. Not pour out your complaint to everybody else. So see, we haven't even been managing our complaint. Are you managing your time? I realize, oh, okay, God, I see why I haven't increased in this area because I haven't been managing my time. So no, Lord, do not promote me. I don't need no promotion right now. I need to get to faith on management. Hear what I'm telling you today. Managing your body. The temple that God has given you. Oh, Lord, yes, give me this. Make my body look like this. He said, you can't even manage 10 minutes to walk up from out of your bed to around the block. So why would I give you another 30 minutes to do something else? Be faithful with the little. But see, we get over to lasciviousness. See, the enemy has deceived us that we want so much more and we haven't been able to manage what we already have. Be faithful with the little. Why? He says so we can be what? Ruler or better managers over the much. The much is coming, y'all, because any growth is natural. We don't have to pray for growth. Growth is just an outcome of how you manage. So are you managing the marriage well so that it can expand? Uh-huh. Are you managing your mouth and watching, setting a guard at your mouth so that you don't just let everything come out of your mouth and then you get around your friends or your old class reunion friends or your old, some that's always old, something that you can always feel comfortable with going back into the past. I don't want you to remember my past, because if you technically think about it, why do you keep mentioning my past when I buried my past through baptism? And if God does not remember my past and he's only thinking about my now and my future, I don't need for you to remind me of who I was in my past. So if you want to bring up my past, that's not the conversation that you and I are going to have. But if you're talking about what's happening now and you're talking about what's happening in my future, that's something that we can talk about. Because Paul said in Philippians, this one thing I do, forget about what lies behind. That's a lot of times why we are stuck and we cannot shift, and we're going to learn it and get it on this 5th to 21 day. I keep calling it all these other numbers because I know it's going to be greater than 21. But our first 21 day faith challenge, we're going to first lose how to forget. Because the primary reason why problems are still staying in our lives, because the problems have not been forgotten. Yes, acknowledge the problem as a reality, but it's constantly meditating. I can't meditate. I don't know how to meditate. Yes, you do. You've just been meditating on all the wrong negative stuff, the problem. But you have not been meditating on the medicine, the word, the antwoord. If you start thinking more about the promise and what God has already said, because before your problem existed, that you didn't pray about, your promise was already there. The word was already in place. And he gave me this revelation. That's why I'm going to do such a big teaching on just the problem on our first 21-day challenge on Saturday on Facebook. And tomorrow I'm going to give you a time that's going to be, because I'm going to show up there and I'm going to be live and I'm going to give you whatever time. It's not going to be a long time, but it's going to be enough time that you're going to really understand why we must, what the problem is, why the problem has come, where the problem got its origins from. Hear what I'm telling you today? And then next week we'll go into what the promise is. Then next week, because this is five parts of this faith, this 21-day challenge, is identifying the problem. Go seeking, go fishing. You're going to got some work to do. Go fishing for the promise. That means the word of God, the antidote for that problem. Then after that, you're going to get the prayer. You're going to learn how to pray about not the problem. You're going to pray the promise. I don't need for you to pray the problem. I need for you to pray away the problem with the promise. And then after you get the, you got the problem, we got the problem, we got the promise, and next after the promise, we got the prayer, and then what else we have after the prayer? We got the profession or the proclaiming. This is where you get a chance to decree a thing. You say that promise over and over again. That means you're no longer praying the problem anymore. We're done with the problem, because why? You got the faith for it, to believe it. Because he says when you pray, believe. He says it's with the heart one believes, with the mouth one confess. Say it with me. With the heart one believes, with the mouth one confess. Say it again. With the heart one believes, with the mouth one confess. You see, what people have been doing, but they have not been the one that's taken the time with the word, given time for the word to work, putting those faith deposits in their hearts so that they can believe it, and then they will receive it. So then the last thing we're going to do is then enter into praise and thanksgiving, thanking God. That's what Abraham did. Romans 4:20, read it for yourself. It says Abraham was not stagnant from the problem through unbelief. Abraham got over it, got the victory, and entered in rest from praising God. Those five things: the problem, promise, prayer, proclamation, the praise. You got it? We're going to make some faith deposits. As you see, I'm getting you ready now for this 21-day faith challenge. And if you don't have Facebook, at least get on there. You don't have to befriend nobody. You can go undercover. Be where they don't even know you. But get on there. Sign up. If you already got it, go back and open up your account. Like the Shift Today Ministries page. See me there. Your Devo starting December 1st is going to have all to do with faith. Your today's decree, 7 days a week, is going to have everything to do with faith. You will lose unbelief. You will dream again. You will laugh again. You will speak from a place of belief, and you will receive it. And that's how the receivership then for the manifestation is going to come more quickly, because now the Holy Spirit doesn't have to go through and deal with all of this unbelief. So through this first 21 days, we're probably going to be uprooting a lot of ungodly beliefs. Hear what I'm telling you? The things that were not planted by God. So God is going to be doing a lot of uprooting as you are working with him with his will. You're working with him with the coach, just like you do in the natural. You work with the coach that you paid for results. Well, Jesus has already paid for. So now let's get all of the free stuff, because this is the free kingdom. This is what grace is. Grace is free. Mercy is free. Love is free. So God is going to teach us how to receive what is free. And with the heart, one believes. Come on and say it with me. And with the mouth, one confess. I love you so much. You know that I do. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you tranquility of heart. Give you that believing heart again in the name of Jesus. I thank God for you. I want you to know that you are loved. Maybe you haven't heard it from somebody today. Pastor Nina, Next Level Nina, Coach Nina, Friend Nina, Sister Nina, whatever you want to call me, Daughter Nina, Best Friend Nina, Prayer Partner Nina, Board Member Nina, I love you, and Jesus does too. And know that Jesus is Lord. And know, say this with me, make this your last declaration of faith on this broadcast. Everything, and say it with a pit bull, and I mean everything. Say it, and I mean everything, changing for good for me by faith. See you tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.